a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we're back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you listening to those important sponsor messages as they support this program and what Mary, Rudy, and I do each week. Before we reconnect with Brett Tolman, the CEO of the Travel Corporation, to discuss the Treadright Foundation in our personal connection segment today, we want to share that this broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways River Cruises.
And they have something new and big coming to river cruising in 2019, the AMA Magna. And now's your opportunity to be the first to experience it with early booking. Booking specials. This new vessel will be twice the width of traditional European river cruise ships while still carrying less than 200 guests. It will include multiple dining options and onboard activities like an open water sports platform, and the majority of her staterooms will be over 300 square feet.
You know, folks, AMA Waterways now has 20 ships in their fleet, and Berlitz has recognized them as the highest rated ships in Europe. They've also won 2018 Travy Awards for Best Overall River Cruise Line, Best in Europe, Asia, and Africa, and Best River Cruise Ship, the AMA Stella. To check out all their vessels, itineraries, and specials, go to amawaterways.com or check out rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, back in January, we kicked off our 2018 broadcast year with Brett Tolman, the CEO of the Travel Corporation. He joined us for an episode of our Chief Travel Leader Series, and you can find an archive of that interview on our website. Well, we've invited him back today in a different capacity, as Brett's a business leader who believes in giving back. He's a founder and director of the Treadright Foundation. The Treadright Foundation, established by the Travel Corporation, works to ensure the environment and communities we visit remain vibrant for generations to come. Off to the phone we go to bring in Brett Tolman, who's on holiday with his family in France, for today's personal connection.
Nice to reconnect with you, Brett. Thanks for taking some time from your family holiday to join Mary and me today.
Great to be with you, Robert and Mary.
So I want to get right into this with you. You know, the Treadright Foundation, or the Travel Corporation's Conservation Foundation, as it was known prior to 2012, it's been around about 10 years or so, I believe. I'd like you to please share with everyone listening what led to its creation and explain to us the core tenet that drives Treadright today.
So we, both as a family and a business, believe we all need to give back. We have a very precious planet and obviously a lot of threats to diversity. So many other aspects that we're aware of. We believe it's our responsibility to help protect the places, cultures, people, and wildlife that we take travelers to today so that they're around for future generations. We don't believe it's our place to ask other people to donate to the foundation, so we just take profits from all of the companies within TTC to donate, and then we in turn have a wonderful group of advisors such as Costas Crisp. Céline Cousteau, who's the granddaughter of Jacques Cousteau, the great marine explorer, and others, including myself and a couple of my business executives. And we work together to find projects to do around the world, which is where we take travelers to. There are so many needy places, so we can't do them all, obviously. But we do focus on areas where our footprints go. Also, Africa is very important to us, so wildlife is a key focus of ours, the other two being planet and communities or cultures, such as women empowerment projects around the world.
Brett, so the Travel Corporation has some successful brands. I'm just going to list off a few that I think our listeners will be very well aware of. Trafalgar Tours, Insight Vacations, Contiki Tours, Luxury Gold, of course, Red Carnation Hotels, and there are others. You did just touch on this briefly about the fact that you do take travelers as part of this Treadright Foundation. How entwined is the Treadright Foundation with the itineraries for travelers?
Wherever we can, we do include experiences. So, for example, in Perugia, Italy, we work with a wonderful lady called Marta. She's in the eighth generation of this very old-fashioned traditional frame hand-weaving workshop in Italy called Laboratorio Guidita Brosetti. And we get to take travelers there. They get to see the amazing fabric she makes, learn about it from her, and hopefully have the opportunity to buy some of her fabrics. We help fund a e-commerce site for her so that she can expand the number of people that look at her products. In Jordan, it was just earlier this year, we've worked on a new cooperative with the Iraq Alamea Women's Foundation there. They bring visitors and learn about pottery, some of the local cuisine they do, making paper and other such skills. And we are working with them to help build out the area where they can cook and provide dining experiences for our travelers from Trafalgar, Contiki, Uniworld, Luxury Gold, Insight, and Lion World, all the companies that go to Jordan. So those are two examples of the kind of interactions that people can have. And then we're also very close with the MeToWe Foundation, MeToWe.com,
yes,
which are these amazing experiences in India and Ecuador and Kenya. I was in Kenya last year with my family. I'm going to India in 2 weeks. And it's an all-week immersive program. You stay in a fairly luxurious camp, and you get to meet the school children that they help educate and support, visit the farms where they grow safe food supplies, water, you help build water wells, build schools for them. And so it's a very immersive all-week experience in very nice surroundings. And it's a wonderfully immersive family.
Yeah, I think the MeToWe, we were looking at that. That certainly is something that's very commendable that somebody can do. You also, I want to build on this a little bit because, you know, we've reported on this show and we've been following your commitment to eliminate single-use plastics across your operations of all 29 brands by 2022. So the TreadRight Foundation has been leading this move, and I believe you've created a list of, I think it's 60 or so single-use plastics that include straws or stir sticks or cutlery or plastic bags, whatever, you know, all those items out there. What's the reaction been to this decision, and how's the implementation coming along?
It's been great to see the reaction both from the industry as well as the consumer. We're doing it slowly. We never like to overpromise and underdeliver. We've got to walk the talk, obviously, Robert. So 2 years ago, Uniworld River Cruises eliminated all single-use plastics on board their ships, such as you say, straws, plastic, and other materials. We've eliminated plastic water bottles, and we give everyone a reusable bottle to take with them. Red Carnation Hotels eliminated all straws and stirrers beginning of the year. We're still challenged by the small amenity bottles. Being, you know, luxury guests don't want to necessarily take it out of a dispenser, so we haven't found the solution there, but we are working on some new ones. All of our offices, the first of this month, have eliminated single use. We did that in our Toronto office with about 150 passionate team members a year ago, so they've kind of led the way in learning what to do. It's much about being cognizant when you're coming to the office, not bringing a plastic cup from Starbucks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ensuring when you do a delivery of, you know, someone ordering food, you only buy food delivery from companies that won't use plastic containers. When we do our picnics, as you say, we're using recycled organic food products that you can buy for knives and forks and plates and so forth. We've moved to wooden recycled items for stirrers. All of us have been given a reusable metal container for water. We went with glass bottles rather than plastic water bottles and the vending machines. So there's so many things we can and need to do. And if one just does a little research as a human being about the decimating impact of plastic on the world, you know, they say by 2050 there'll be more plastic in the ocean.
Oh, Brett, it's terrible what we're seeing. And being a leader in that, again, I mean, that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on to talk about this, because we have reported it on the show. You know, we've got about a minute and a half left with you right now, and I want to ask you this. You know, when Mary introduced you earlier, she mentioned that you're a travel leader who certainly believes in giving back, and I think our listeners can hear that right now from what you're saying. Some of the things that I'm most proud of from the successes that we've enjoyed over the years, it's our philanthropic efforts and the ability to create quantifiable change in people's lives around the globe. So you're being heard right now by, you know, I don't know, well over a million, million and a half some people around the U.S. Is there a message you'd like to leave with them about being a responsible traveler, what they can do, you know, when they can, to give back?
Absolutely. Thank you, Robin. Well, first off, I'd say we all need to be responsible human beings. And I think we're not necessarily Americans or other nationalities. We have one planet, and we all need to do more to be respectful of the planet and its very fragile ecosystem. Every day, not just when we travel, but when we do travel, we should be cognizant and respectful and do a little research beforehand of the communities we go to, so we can be respectful from how we dress to how we behave, being aware of how certain signs and behavior is not necessarily appropriate in this culture or that culture. Not taking plastic water bottles either to the destination or buying them there, buying locally made gifts and curios rather than the awful tourist crap that people sell today in every destination in the world, recognizing there's noise out there, that there's over-tourism in places like Venice, Barcelona, and so forth. Don't listen to that. There are millions of places in the world where there's not enough tourists. Choose places carefully. If you're concerned about going somewhere where there's too many people, then go to Africa, go to Colombia, that's just emerging from a terrible
war. Brett, we're going to have to leave it there.
best.
Brett, listen,
thank
this has
you,
gone
Brett.
By very quickly. Thanks for joining Mary and me today.
Always.
Enjoy your family holiday.
Thank you so
and
much.
Congratulations on the work you're doing with Treadright.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brett.
And thank you for making awareness. God bless you all.
You thank as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Brett Tolman and the organization. You can find it at treadright.org, treadright.org. Another example we try to bring to you on this show of how travel really can be impactful. We're going to take a quick break and have our engineer, Bobby, link us back with Rudy, who we have over in Maui today, enjoying that wonderful Four Seasons resort. And in a few minutes, Mary and I will be back to take you behind the scenes at Miami International Airport during our visit there with Six Rent-A-Car earlier this week. So we hope you'll stick around. RM World Travel is back in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.